From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. With the unemployment rate down at 5% and between 100 and 200,000 more people signing on to payrolls each month, the labor market isn't quite the mess it was at the beginning of the recovery. But how well do those jobs meet our needs and our expectations? As we continue our coverage of the latest data from Marketplace's national survey with Edison Research, we take a look today at how we are feeling about the jobs we have and the jobs we want. From the Marketplace desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
I'm in the service bay at Hawthorne Auto Clinic. It's a family-owned business on a busy Portland commercial strip next to a karate school and a coffee shop. Sarah Heidler is 48. She started working here more than a year ago after finishing a mechanics training program.
This is a fantastic job.
What makes it a good job?
Benefits and the fact that the owners actually care about people and really invest in people.
Heidler's priorities match the results from our Marketplace Edison Research economic poll. Respondents put health benefits at the top of the list for what makes a good job. Nearly three-quarters of them say it's essential. Heidler has two kids, the youngest still in high school, and she's had her share of bad jobs. Minimum wage, no health insurance.
An assistant manager at a convenience store. I work in 45 to 50 hours a week and still eligible for food stamps.
Fellow mechanic Jeremy Smith says a good job first pays the bills and second provides a path for advancement.
For me, it's training because I'm trying to grow, I'm trying to get better, and it's, you know, it's all paid for, it's all just part of the deal.
He used to work in printing where he didn't see much opportunity, but he says everyone needs skilled mechanics these days.
Once you get into an in-demand field, it sort of changes my perception of a job from being something that I have to do to something that I can move around and I can get paid well anywhere.
For many, decent pay and health benefits are just a starting point. Victoria Edwards lives in New York City. She's 32, works part-time as a tutor, and is also a graduate student.
You need to have your basic needs met in order to really focus on your job.
The next most important thing for her is career path.
I want to know, like, the guidelines. I want it to be structured. I want good communication so I know, like, where I am on every step of the way.
In our poll, several of the top requirements for a good job weren't about pay and benefits at all. They included a good working environment, opportunities for advancement, and making a worker feel valued. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.